Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Miguel Oliveira from Mendel, USA. How are you?
Very good, and you?
Great, thank you. Thanks
for having me.
It is absolutely our pleasure. I mean, you came to my attention because you folks have just refurbished, rebuilt a yacht that was originally built in 1928 for the movie Some Like It Hot with Marilyn Monroe, also starring Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis. And it is now available for charter, both in St. Martin and the Caribbean, correct?
It's actually, I don't believe that's available for charter, but they do day cruises because the boat doesn't have air conditioning. I think they're installing air conditioning at presently, but the boat was completely redone in California. That's where I got the engine running. And then back in Fort Lauderdale, we just installed one brand new generator. She'll be coming back for a second generator when they have a chance, but the owner wanted to use it in the Caribbean. You know?
So tell us about this boat. Now, when this boat first came up to be rebuilt and to be brought back to life, as it were, what were you looking at in terms of the amount of work that was going to need to be done?
Well, when the owner bought the boat, he actually bought the boat. It was really in bad condition, interior-wise, exterior-wise. She still needs some replanking on her. But that's something that's going to be done in the future, yeah, when she's back from the Caribbean. And when I actually went to see the boat in California, a friend of mine actually said to me, a very good friend of mine, I've known him since he was 10, said to me, Neil, you're the only guy that can fix this engine. Can you go take a look? And I said, yeah, I'll take a look, but I cannot guarantee anything, you know. And after looking at the engine in California, testing, seeing if it could run again and everything, we actually... I'll end up dismantling the front of the engine, which had a lot of broken gears. Those gears were remade by a company that makes gears for Detroit Diesel. And they made those gears for me up north in Detroit. They send them back to me. I flew one more time to California for 5 days. I assembled the parts. We got the engine running and sea trialed. So it was really an accomplishment, you know, for everyone. And the owner was very specific that I was not to repower or entertain repowering. We had to fix what was there, you know. So it was a great job. I had great satisfaction with that job.
Well, what type of boat is this? What size is it? And what type of boat is it?
The boat is actually built in 1928. It is 81 feet long. It was built by Harbor Boat Works, which... it's still open up in, I think it's in Seattle. I think they're still open. Seattle, California, somewhere around that West Coast. And they're still open. They're the ones that fixed the planks in an emergency so the boat could go to the Caribbean. So the boat has been traveling. It's wood. It's double planked. It has bronze fastenings onto the framework. And that's the one of the issues that has to be taken care of. When she was repaired in California, we had to use galvanized screws because we couldn't get the bronze screws for it. So that's the next project when she's back in the U.S. will be to do the fasteners and replank her wherever she needs to be. You know?
So was it sitting on the hard before you guys took it over to redo it? Or how long had it been since it had been loved and looked after?
It had been probably about, well, the boat was in really bad condition. So I don't know when it got taken over. But I know that the new owner bought it last year, around about this time. And then he spent a lot of time on the dock. They actually went to haul it. And that's when they had the problem of coming back. Was when the engine failed. So the engine was running when they bought it, but the engine failed during the trip back to the marina where I went to visit. And it had to be completely revarnished. The last time I told you in Fort Lauderdale for the general, it still had the, a little bit of interior work to finish, but she's been restored pretty close to original. So it was amazing.
Yeah, that was actually my next question is how careful is the new owner being to getting it back to the way it was back in 1928 in its heyday?
We've actually been really, really careful. We haven't done the fuel lines in the engine room because obviously the only thing we cannot keep for reasons that they can't be repaired is the two generators. So those two generators are going to be, one of them is already replaced. The second one will be replaced on its trip, return trip to Fort Lauderdale. And we will restore the owner will restore the engine room pipework for the fuel in copper like it originally was, because somebody went on board and they cut everything and put like regular hose that you put on, you know, on center consoles, fuel hose. So that has to be replaced, you know, and that's one of the next projects will be to replace all that. And he's actually restoring it to its original. So he's not putting anything new that doesn't need to be put in. Even the lamps on the boat on the outside and all that, that's all been refinished. The interior lighting has all been refinished, you know. There's been a few upgrades because of necessity, obviously, because you can't get DC equipment. So the upgrades have been switched to AC voltage, okay? And it still stayed 120 volts AC, but it has been switched to AC voltage. It was a real simple switch, you know? And she still operates with batteries through an inverter. So those are little things that we've tried to keep because, you know, DC wiring and lighting and, you know, charging is very difficult to have. And to make a generator that actually produces DC is difficult, so and cost very costly. So we had to keep an AC. We had to switch it to AC, but we kept the battery for normal systems that have always been DC. You know, so.
Well, what are the plans? I mean, if you know, this is an icon, of course. You know, Marilyn Monroe. She is an icon as an actress. I mean, you know, 20 years from now, 100 years from now, probably 200 years from now, people will always still remember Marilyn Monroe. Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, not quite as famous as Marilyn Monroe, but, you know, the same sort of echelon of, you know, the heydays of Hollywood. Is there a plan in the future? Because I'm sure there is a lot of people out there that would love to touch what these people have touched before and walked where these people have walked before. Is there a plan to make this open to the public, to be able to let people go out on trips and experience what it would have been like in the heyday?
I don't know of any plans that he's organized to do something like that, but he has a clientele list that he brings on board the boat, and it's his clients, you know, and mostly his clients get a day trip out of the boat or whatever is possible, you know, because remember, it is an old boat. We don't want to push it too hard because if you ever have to repair an engine, it's going to be a difficult one, you know. So he is using the boat for entertaining his own guests and all that. If he's going to make plans to entertain the public, I don't know. But that is something you can reach out to him and see if he's interested in it, you know.
Well, you know what? I mean, I find it really fascinating because it's so nice to see that somebody is taking a piece of history and making it the same as what it was and just giving, breathing, you know, fresh air and new life back into it and bringing it back to us.
It's super important, you know, and when I do quite a few classic boats here in the Fort Lauderdale area, and I try my best to keep it as original as possible because that's where the memories are, you know. And there's no point putting a new engine if you might as well buy a new boat, you know, because you're not keeping it original. So that's what we try to do. And he did a really nice job with Portolo. Portolo looks beautiful.
Do you have a lot of classic boats in that area?
I'm doing another classic right now. It's called Blue Guitar. She's being a complete refit at Rassioli's. And I'm in charge of her main engines, and we're trying to keep them as original as possible. We've had to make parts, we've had to order parts from England, but we are doing our best to keep it as original as possible, you know.
Is this something that you find is maybe your specialty?
I love to tinker, and I like to fix things that everybody says it's not possible to fix, you know. If it used to work, it has to work now. That's how I've been brought up. And That's my real reason why I go in and take a good look. Obviously, I'm not going to spend your money if it's not worth it, you know. I'll take a good look. We'll do some testing, and then we'll say, okay, it can be fixed or it can't be fixed, you know. And then we'll find the best solution for it. But 9 times out of 10, it all depends on the budget. Blue Guitar's engines can still be repaired because there are still parts available, including major crankshaft parts and all that. When it comes to Bartolo, that's where the difficulty is going to come, is if the engine actually has a problem down the line, yeah, it's everything will have to be manufactured for that engine. Is it possible? Of course, is it possible. But it's very, very costly, you know, because you have to make raw castings and machine them. There's nothing else you could do, you know. So that's where the problem is going to arise.
Well, Miguel, I thank you very much for your time. It's been very interesting. And I hope that you have some pictures that you can send our way so we can let our audience see what she looks like.
Yes, I certainly can send you pictures and video. So just send me somewhere I can send them. I can send you everything.
Definitely. Well, we'll look forward to that. And I hope everyone enjoys checking out the pictures. And, you know, do get in contact if you come across another really interesting classic boat that you're going to be involved with. Because, you know what? Sometimes old is better.
Oh, I agree with you. I have to agree with you. There's new stuff with electronics not down my road, you know. I have to do it, you know, but it's like it's lost its interest. It tells you what is wrong. It does all that, you know. So
classic boats, classic cars, all good.
Oh yeah, exactly. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Once again, you've been listening to Miguel Oliveira from Mendel, USA in Fort Lauderdale. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.